My name is Tamara. I'm from Baltimore. I think that second grade and third grade is a good time to begin teaching children about money, because that's the time where they start to really understand that their parents work and use that money to spend to buy things for them. However, if they show interest at an earlier age, as in my son, who expressed interest as early as 4 years old, it's never too early to start to train them.
And Denise in Lions Head Lake, New Jersey, is a listener who gets our texts and replied to our call out this way. My 7-year-old gets $10 per week allowance that we agreed to divide between spending, saving, and sharing. If he wants something, he buys it himself. We'd be paying for it anyway. This way, he just makes the decision himself. The money in the savings account is there for the sake of saving. We're trying to teach him about electronic payments and that it's real money to use a credit or debit card. A Detroit listener asks, what would financial literacy mean? That's really what we're going to be discussing later on this hour. Don't spend more than you can afford. That's a start. Don't gamble, or how to do these things and then how to declare bankruptcy. Knowing your options, I guess, that's the way to keep the conversation going. If you want to get texts from us with the questions like that, send START to 69866, normal texting rates apply, or just reach us the old-fashioned way, 877-8-MY-TAKE, 877-869-8253. More on teaching financial literacy with Beth Kobliner in a half hour. Louise, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.